Well, great opportunity now to sit down with the superintendent of Shelton Schools, Wyeth Jesse. Wyeth, how you doing?
Great. Nice seeing you again, Jeff.
It's always good to see you. It's been a little while since we've had a chance to catch up, so we'll kind of look ahead to the ending of the school year. Do you want to put a note on the fact that it looks like the football coach saga has kind of ended? Coach Smith had submitted his resignation. We saw the reports in the media out there, and the district got a lot of commentary from its citizens in the district. What's the takeaway on a situation like that for the district, looking back, kind of able to reflect moving forward?
An unfortunate situation that doesn't reflect who we are. One of our four priority areas and the things that we've heard from our families is safe and welcoming environments, and we work really hard on it. Jeff, anywhere trying to build those relationships, knowing each student's story, strength, and need, make sure they're welcomed. We've cut our discipline rate by just short shy of 60% over the last year. Really trying to work on our attendance, trying to get there. That'll be a big move for us next year, because attendance is an issue at almost every school district across the United States. But on that particular incident, when we have students getting hurt, good decisions need to be made, and they weren't made.
Yeah.
And so for us, lessons learned, what can we do to do better by our students and our families? And, we've already made some moves to provide better oversight, switching up how we train our coaches and our staff. We've already had in place some things, and we just got to make sure we utilize them, like a anonymous tip line for any SHS student. If they see something or something happens that isn't good, let us know. We want to know right away. And so that's those kind of things, and you have some things in place, Jeff, but then they're just not followed to the degree you want them to. What do we do to switch things up to do better by it? Moving on and do better. And in this case, we're going to have already out there, we have two finalists for the football coach position. It's going to be a new era for us, for SHS football. And so we're going to have a community event coming up next week. It'll be posted on the SHS website or the athletic website. I don't know where that exactly is going to get posted, so I'm sorry, because it was just getting to me yesterday. So we'll have a community event if people want to come out for that. And I guess that's kind of my last comment, too, just because you said, hey, community didn't make comment. Both sides. I received a lot of comments criticizing, specifically the coaching staff. And then I had some ones that are really in support and some of the good work that had been done over time. So, it's fairly divided based on some of the conversations and the correspondence we've had. And our deal is, hey, we got to do better as a district. And we also want to try to build back the trust and better relationships in general so that we can work as a unified community. Because that's going to do best by our students and for this, our scholar athletes that we have, not just in football, but all our athletics in clubs and activities.
For better, for worse, football is kind of usually in schools and communities, that's the focus. People see it, and that's kind of where they go and make their basis of determination. You mentioned attendance. Your predecessor really was focusing on 100% graduation, 100% attendance, making sure the kids are in there. It was tough, obviously, over these last couple of years with all the pandemic and the struggles there. What does it mean for kids to be in classroom those 180 days? And, because you talk to parents and they'll say, well, we're going to go on vacation. This is our best time to go on vacation. We're going to take the kid out for a week, take the kid out for a day here, day there. When you aggregate it, what does that do in the course of a school year?
So let's just start off with a really important message. We have 180 days.
Sure.
Show up for every day you possibly can.
Yeah.
Period. It's not enough time. Jeff, there's not enough time in a school day, in a school year, to teach all the things, all the state standards, and all the skills we want our students to have to be college and career ready, to have all those choices and be outstanding citizens. I don't have enough time with them. So when students miss a day, that has a lot of impact. You start talking about some of the numbers, I'm talking 1 in 5 students has missed over 20 days.
Wow. Wow. That's a huge amount.
That is headlines. Actually, again, I know I keep relating it. That's an issue across the United States. it's not just us. Coming off COVID, there's still a ripple effect. And I would love for our community to recognize mental health and connections and positive relationships and feeling confident is really, it's real. The Department of Education here for the state, OSPI, has, recently communicated, suicide or inclinations or suicide rates are up in the state. That's still a significant issue. I think it hits a little bit less of our community, but it has recently. Whether that's someone sometimes, taking too many drugs and overdosing, or committing suicide in a way that, isn't highly publicized. It's not like we advertise those things. That struggle is real. That struggle is real. And that impacts their attendance. How do you do that? Get them to school. That way we can deal with some of the issues, right? Isolating yourself off, staying at home, not getting engaged, or not getting some of the education doesn't build confidence. It doesn't build those relations. You need to get to school. Let's work on it together. And so they can be around their peers. They can gain confidence in building their skill set, no matter what grade level they are, K all the way through, obviously 12th grade. That's where we want them. We need them here. And so that'll be a big part of our campaign. Please show up. Way too many kids their truancy rate is way, way too high.
I was just talking actually yesterday with the executive director of NAMI, the North American Mental, it's an organization that has a office here at Faith Lutheran in Shelton.
Yep.
Marilyn Roberts is the executive director. And on June 1st, there's going to be a NAMI walks, like an opportunity to kind of spread and break the stigmatism of mental awareness. It's going to start at the high school, go to the hospital and back. So that's a good partnership there and very important. Is it something where do the parents know that the kids aren't going to school, or do they not have as much buy-in either after the pandemic, or where? Because that's a lot of days, and I know that if you miss a day, there's people calling and wondering where you are.
So there's a lot to say here, Jeff. One, I just want to be clear, when we say things like mental health, doesn't mean what people sometimes think is some kind of really big clinical definition that someone can't be really functional. Actually, a lot of people have struggles related to mental health and to social skills that just need to be addressed, again, through a lot of preventative measures, a lot of structures and routines, a lot of building out their social skills and networks, a support network when things aren't going so well, right? Like, so those are things that most people need.
Right.
So I don't want to pretend like this is just about those people over there and they're different. It's a lot of people that I would say, in any given community who need those things. And so we are trying to provide that as a district. When you're saying things, when we start to get into what can I do versus what parents can do, obviously the best situation is when we work in partnership. I was just talking to an administrator yesterday. I said, hey, even if I can get some of our parents to just say, hey, look, I'm struggling and I need help getting my kid to school, tell us. Then we can work from that angle. But when it goes dark and the communication's low, and obviously kids can't always vocalize things that we want them to, especially younger students, but even older students as well, who might be reluctant, then it's harder for us to come up with solutions, right? A lot of these families need wraparound supports, anywhere from the basics for just stability and housing and food, to, again, relations with mental health supports, and just feeling confident about their own academic skills or their participation with their peers. So whatever it is, we gotta help them.
Yeah.
But I don't always know. And if you don't work with, at least tell me, that's great. I don't have some magical law and truancy courts in a lot of places people think that is. That's the end of the road.
Sure.
You don't want to get there because nothing generally great comes out of those processes. There's really safety. Last resort safety measures. The best resort is just like really building those relationships and saying, hey, this is what we need and this is what we, this is what we can do.
Schools are, and they're open for volunteers and for those parents to come in. And, it was tough obviously, 4 years ago, it was an unprecedented event and schools were not open. We weren't taking volunteers or helpers out there, but schools across the country and especially here in the Shelton School District are open. Come on in. They'll put you to work, see what it's like in here. And you know, a little bit of time here and there helps to kind of understand too what's going on.
I couldn't have said it better, Jeff. That's right. Come on in. Be part of the community. Read to kids. Help us organize things. We can always use another hands on deck. If you not even your comfort level to have to tutor or read, hey, come and help me just at least organize the books. Help get the classroom. Get some things up on the walls. Take them off. You know, like some of those things are really meaningful. And just being a presence, right? And seeing the kids and their excitement. Jeff, you and I have been in the schools, doesn't matter which one, you can see some really cool things.
Yeah.
Little connections with kids, teenagers included here, folks.
Yeah, that's right.
Really cool things to watch the kid turn around and go, yeah, I haven't read a book in 4 or 5 years. I'm on my, you know, 7th book. I'm really loving this.
Yeah.
Oh, what do you love about it? What's going on? Oh, yeah. Did you know? You know, and you get in a conversation or they get excited about telling about their club they're in. They talk about like some of their math work and some of the modules they're doing, the engineering, the health care industry, you know, getting ready for that. It's just really cool.
Yeah, it is. It's
automotive.
Yeah, three students in the automotive classes are guaranteed employment after high school. I mean,
just have a conversation with one of those kids.
Yeah.
One of them. And it just boosts, makes your day better.
Yeah. I had a great time when I read at Dr. Seuss's birthday, kind of running the gamut. So I talked, I think they were first graders, and we had a great time. We read the story, and then we just kind of chatted. And then this last week, I had the opportunity to talk to probably 15 of the theater kids as they get ready for Mean Girls. And when they find their love and they find their passion in the schools, you can't keep them away. Because I remember that in high school, too. I was a big band guy. And you couldn't keep me away. I'd go to my classes. But the only reason I went to school was to go be, to play drums.
And that's for a lot, that story repeats itself, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Very cool. Well, the end of the school year is wrapping up soon. And we will get word on who the new football coach is. We'll have the graduation announcements. We'll have all those moving on ceremonies as well as we get ready for the 25-26.
No, 24-25.
What?
School year.
Oh, it's only the 24-25.
Yeah, sorry,
and I was getting ahead of myself. I thought, boy, we're really getting ahead into the future now.
Yeah.
Maybe I should go back to school there.
Soon enough.
Check my calendars. Superintendent of the Shelton School District, Wyeth Jesse. Thank you, sir.
Hey, thank you so much.